Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
I'm Tyler.
And today is Monday, the 1st of March.
Happy March.
Happy March Day. Yeah.
Were you yelling because we were told that we were not as loud as the intro music?
No, I felt like a robot.
Oh, okay.
But yes, we are going to lower the intro and outro music, or outro music.
Yeah.
As per requested by our listeners, you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just was wondering if that's why you were yelling.
No.
Literally, we just got done talking about it, and all of a sudden you're screaming, and I was like, am I supposed to be talking loud, too, to try and make
whatever.
It louder?
Whatever. Oh, so. My gosh. So, we are still sticking with our 3 podcast per week formula. It works out 800 times better for our schedules, and I feel like our lives are less stressed, and I feel that the quality of the podcasts will be improved, and everything will get better. The wars will end.
Peace in the Middle East.
Jesus will come back.
The resurrection of the Christ.
Rainbows will actually produce pots of gold and Skittles.
And Skittles.
And Britney Spears will stop making music.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. Screw you, Britney Spears.
I was gonna say something about like all the whales will be free, but did you hear about that whale that like
mauled someone?
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, you know what? People, once we start, how would you feel if some random tiny being put you in a cage and showed you off every day at 3 p.m., you know, 9 a.m., noon, and 3 p.m., you know,
yeah,
day in, day out?
Oh, I have no...
I would plot their death every day.
I feel awful for the person that died.
Yes.
Bad for the person's
right.
family and everything else.
Yeah, it made me sound like an ass, didn't it?
But I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when Siegfried and Roy got attacked by lions.
Tiger.
Tiger, I don't care. Whatever.
It's a fanged cat. Feline, if you will.
My initial reaction was, it took that long? Like, how long? Really? They've been doing it for, what, 20 years? 20 plus years? And it took that long to do it. Like, I really don't see how it took
right.
all that time.
Forever for yeah. them to actually get... Yeah. No, I completely agree. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I did.
So today...
moving on.
This week was a monumental week for Tyler.
I had pretty much a milestone in my life.
This is something I put on my calendar, and we'll forever celebrate.
It should be a national
That's a
holiday.
Lie. Yeah, very true. Definitely
or it
should
be.
No, it
should be in the record books of the party that we're going to talk about.
Oh, well, I thought it would be in our record books because I don't think they'd probably put it in until we become massively famous.
Yeah,
as opposed to just a household name, as which we are now. I feel that when eventually we rule the world.
Yeah,
ipso
I feel
facto,
like that it will then be.
Yes.
A holiday for them.
Drum roll, please, at home. I'm not going to do it. Do it
because
yourself.
I'm pretty afraid of what the noise will sound like on the mic.
It would be awful.
I went to Done. And spent money at Trader Joe's this week.
For the first time ever.
For the first time ever.
He's been inside them before.
I've
Have
been
you?
Inside
okay.
them once.
Okay.
Prior to this event.
Haven't been in... You've been to the Whole Foods.
I've been to
not
Whole
purchased.
Foods multiple times, and I've... Only I purchased a beverage.
Which counts.
Technically it counts. I believe it was a Sprite. It was not even
But was it organic Sprite?
No.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure that I went in there purely for the concept that it was there and I need something to drink.
Okay, I'll buy that.
And then I know I've gone with you and you've bought stuff before.
Which does not count.
And I've drank some of the stuff that you've purchased from them.
Which halfway counts.
But, yeah. But, no, I went to Trader Joe's, and I bought all my groceries for the week there.
Insane.
And here's the thing. Here's my review. I will probably do it again.
That's what she said.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was not bad. It was not good. My one thing I don't like about Trader Joe's is the people.
Yeah.
And I, first off, went at a bad time. I went on a Sunday night around 7. It was like 6 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, prime time.
Like, pinnacle time of people being there.
Right.
And I'm not a people person. Well, I'm a people person, but I'm not a stupid people person.
Okay.
And there was a lot of stupid people.
Okay.
Because people, when they get into, I feel like, outside of their house, put on these blinders and this, I'm an idiot, I'm just going to do whatever I want, don't care about the world, all this stuff. So a lot of the people I ran into would not get out of the way, would not move with the, I'm a big fan of the walk like you drive.
Right, right. It makes sense. I
up, down,
parks, whatever.
Down, yeah, like, and the aisles are wide enough for like 3 carts.
Right.
Like, they're giant aisles.
They're massive.
So you can have the one on the left is going, you know, one way, and the other one's going the other, and then the middle aisle is like to get by people.
Right, or if someone happens to be parked on the right side.
Yeah, you can get around them.
Right.
Like,
it's just pretty well designed. Right.
It was
awful.
Awful. It was like driving with some people that might be female.
And from a
foreign... I didn't go with the foreign one.
I was impressed. I
thought about it, but I didn't.
Didn't you also have a shadow there?
This woman would not leave me alone. Uh-huh. It was, she didn't know me. It was just like every, like, you know, like, it was one of those things where I felt like by how close she got to me and how often she was right there that she could have been, like, anybody that I knew. Like,
she's like, oh, hey, Tyler, I need some eggs. Yeah. Can you get them for me?
It was literally like she and I were shopping together, and I'd never met this woman before and never talked to her during any of the process.
Oh, wow. That is rich. So we thought that since Tyler took his first excursion to the Trader Joe's, we would kind of talk about... not the products, well, some of the products that you can get there that we enjoy, and some of the choice, why people kind of go with Trader Joe's.
Okay.
So, and the reason I shop there is it's kind of the halfway house between a Safeway and a Whole Foods. I can get the cheap eggs if I want to get the cheap eggs, which are, what, $1.69 here. Yeah. And the, you know, the bleached kind that are, you know, probably not the greatest for me. My daddy's calling me.
No.
I can't pick up, though. I'm in the middle of this. Anyway, and then I can also get the coconut oil. I can get the, you know, raw nuts. I can get all those kind of things. So it's this nice, happy medium in between two worlds, correct?
I agree. I was shocked by, I bought just as much as I normally would buy at the groceries, like when I would go to Lucky, Safeway, Albertsons, any of those, you know, general chain stores. And I spent less.
Yeah.
I normally roughly am about $75 a week.
Okay.
Is how much I go to the grocery store. It was $67.
Right.
Which was nice. What I liked about it is that there was options. But not options at the same time.
Yeah, it's like they've gone through with their tasters and decided, okay, we want to have this product, and they've chosen the two best that their tasters like.
Well, as I was doing research for this fine podcast that we have, did you know that they have a full refund?
Yeah, you can take empty products back.
If you don't like the product, you can take it back.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Which is phenomenal. Like, it's a Nordstrom's of grocery stores.
Yeah.
In a way, where they, on their website, say that their testers have tasted everything that they sell and that they approve of the taste and like it. And so that's how they get any of the products.
Right.
Is that they approve of everything so that they, thus, you can just easily return it, I guess.
Right.
It was quite interesting.
It makes sense. Like, you have the three best products instead of having to wade through mass amounts of bad products. I mean, sure, it's a, you know, what if there's that outlier product that's really good, you know, that no one's heard about? that you really like. I mean, you can hell go to Safeway or whatever afterwards.
Well, the thing that's fascinating is like peanut butter.
Okay.
You go to Safeway, that peanut butter, there's how many options?
Probably 12.
Yeah.
Easily. Easily. And that's not counting crunchy and creamy.
Yeah.
That's counting
crunchy, creamy. But then even like, let's just stay with Jif.
Uh-huh.
You go to Jif, you have the simple, you have the natural, you have the crunchy, the creamy. Then there's like a fat-free kind. There's
right.
Like within each of them, there's upwards to 8.
Right.
Which one do you get?
Right.
That's weird.
And so you have to spend a lot of money pretty much doing taste tests.
Yeah. Which to figure out which one's best. Where at Trader Joe's in the peanut butter department, I think there was 4.
Yeah, you have your... Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't name them off the top of my head, but there was enough that I noticed. I was like, I don't know any of the... And that's the one aspect of it, is that I'm a big...
Brand name?
Brand person. Not so much in clothing, but like in things that I eat.
Really?
I like to know the product better. I don't know. For some reason, I trust it.
See, I would much rather have a small name product. Someone that's a little bit more, less household known. I don't know.
Yeah, and I always go with the brand that I know. And because it's that safety net that I either know, I know exactly what I'm getting when I buy it.
Right.
It's not a matter of, oh, this, you know, like you go and get a Dorito, not Doritos, but like tortilla chips.
Uh-huh.
I always get the Mission ones because I know what they taste like and whatnot. I've had, you know, the tortilla chips that some of them are super salty. Some of them are, you know, harder than other ones.
Right.
Thinner than other ones. More stale, but that's like what they're trying to go for is
right.
Stale. I know what I'm getting with my Mission. I'm not going to deter from them.
Right. It's brand affiliation.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you could change. I guarantee I could probably find a brand of chips that's similar to your Mission chips. Switch bags and you'd never know.
Oh, yeah.
But there is that certain amount of brand affiliation, for sure. The one thing I don't particularly like about Trader Joe's is that sometimes it's not, like, a lot of the options look healthy, but aren't. And so they trick you into not reading the health label. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So because you're simply shopping in a Trader Joe's store,
you think everything's healthy
you
and
think
good to go.
Exactly. Everything should be healthy. It should, and for the most part, it's a better option than at other places. But it may not be the best choice still. Like, their prepackaged stuff isn't, you know, sometimes always the best. And so, my recommendation is when you go to Trader Joe's, the same rule applies as when you go to any other store, is read the damn label. Like, take 12 seconds, figure it out, and then move on.
I will say, because that was my thing, was I was there for like an hour and a half. I felt like I was in there forever because I was so like, this is the first time I've been here. I want to figure out everything. And
right.
I'm going to take my time.
Right.
I was reading every label.
You're like a guy on a honeymoon.
Yeah. What?
Like, take a second. You know, never mind. Continue.
So I don't remember. I don't know what you were saying in the reading of the label.
I just wanted to see everything, you know.
Oh, okay,
blah, blah.
Yeah,
you
sorry,
know, I took,
sorry, yeah.
I feel
I
like
took
I
my
took...
time, it took forever, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, see? That makes sense. Now, I was going with with the reading of the label, I was like, a guy on his honeymoon, that doesn't even make sense. But it was the sentence before.
It does make sense.
That makes sense in a weird way. But...
That's really dumb.
But no, I was reading all the nutritional facts, and I was surprised by how often there's only 5 ingredients.
Yeah, which is
there's,
awesome.
You know, at the most 10.
Right.
But they're all things I can read.
Right.
And I can tell you what they are.
Even, like, their ice cream. It's,
oh, yeah.
Like, cream, sugar, vanilla flavoring. You know, a couple of stabilizers.
But it's not, like, some weird chemical compound that
no.
I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Right.
Like, I couldn't pick this out and put it into is it a salt? I could, but...
Right.
You know, it's a big, long name that nobody... You kind of have to
right.
fudge with how to pronounce it.
Right. Yeah, it's like with a lot of X's, Y's, and T's.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of X's, Y's, and T's.
Yeah.
And no occasional Z's.
Yeah, exactly. Like the xanthium gum, which is actually an X.
No.
Yeah, go figure. So, if you have a Trader Joe's near you, we do recommend them. We're not sponsored by them or anything. So
I used to not, but I do now.
Yeah.
They get my stamp of approval.
And now they're starting to do... They used to... The one thing that I hated at at the TJ's was that they had all of their vegetables were prepackaged, right? So you couldn't really pick and choose. They now sell individual things, so you can choose what vegetables that you want, which is I really appreciate that.
That was something I noticed, was that there was some options like that, and there was still some not.
And their beer sucks. Don't buy it. Oh, all of Trader Joe's beer is awful.
Oh,
it's like terrible. Why? It just is bad beer. It's like, not well made.
Like, but like you're just saying it's bad. Like, what about it was bad? Like,
I've bought like
too hoppy. It was too,
no. It just it
was like watered down.
It just doesn't have a good. Like, they don't have good. Like, their versions of like an IPA or whatever, the Trader Joe's version is not. It just doesn't.
It's not as flavorful.
Yeah, I'd rather go somewhere else and buy, you know, something for the exact same price.
Did you know that Trader Joe's was the first place, talking about the alcohol, that it's the only place that sells all California wine. You want, they have every type of California wine. At least that's what they promote on their website.
Well, probably every one that you, because there are some wines you cannot buy outside the vineyard.
But like what I'm saying is that if you can buy it outside of the vineyard, they have it.
Right.
From California.
Interesting. I did not know that.
And the one thing that...
They do have a great wine selection, too.
No, it was huge.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I thought was really funny as I was searching on their website is that when you go to the, like, frequent questions asked, I was, like, kind of going through it. And it was nice because they have, like, what's the difference between, you know, dietary fiber and fiber solitude and stuff like that, solitude fiber and all that stuff. Like, they break it down into weird, like... health questions, and they give you answers for it. But the last question on their frequently asked questions was, will TJ's products turn me into either a superhero, a pro athlete, or a brainiac, like the most, like a brainiac of America? And I was like, that's funny that they don't care. Like, that was kind of the vibe I got throughout the whole thing, was that they don't take themselves too seriously.
Right.
And I can appreciate that.
That's good. So, we also want to talk to you today. We're just changing gears. Ooh. Drop it in a second. Talking about simple ways that you can improve your metabolic rate during the day without doing a whole lot of extra work. Is burning up to 200 to 400 calories a day extra just by... making these simple steps.
Simple steps. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 of them. So the first one is... Oh, that's funny how they do it. Okay. Basically, you just take a brisk walk. It says for 20 minutes. And as I was thinking about this, I was like, that's funny. As I thought about it more, I have a lunch hour.
Okay.
I walk to lunch. If I go get lunch, or I walk... to my car to get my lunch if I left it in there. It's been cold, so I've laid my lunch in my car. It's not like a sauna anymore. But, you know, a 20-minute walk in an hour lunch period...
not that long.
...is not long at all.
And one thing that Anna does is she'll talk... like, she's in Tennessee, I'm here. We'll talk on the phone while she's on the treadmill. She'll just walk. Because it's snowy over there, so give her a break. If you're in California, it's not raining, blah, blah, blah. Just do all your catching up with people on the phone while you're walking.
And just 20 minutes walking, when normally you would be sitting for that whole lunch hour, it's 50 calories right there.
Right, done.
For 20 minutes. Then the next thing was stand during 3 10-minute phone calls. So for a half hour... and doing phone calls. I mean, I make phone calls all day long with my work to get other stores and whatnot. I call people, talk to my mom, my girlfriend, other people and whatnot. Instead of sitting, just stand.
Right. Or what I do, I pace. Which
you walk around.
I pace like no other when I'm on the phone.
Keon freaks me out sometimes where, like, I'll be making something for dinner and he'll be on the phone walking, pacing around, and then he'll walk into my room. I'm like, why is he in my room?
Absent-minded. Like, I don't
and he
even...
he just walks in, he'll zoom around, and then he'll come back out, go into his, and it's like, was he looking for something?
Nope, because then I'll do another lap.
And then he comes back in, and he'll go, and it's like, what is he doing? That's so weird.
It's a somehow, it's a habit I picked up. Weird.
It's cool. You get 30 calories for that.
I would probably get
you probably
70.
Have like 100. Then the next thing is, basically, if you play with your kids for 15 minutes, just hanging out, Don't do it, you sicko. I saw there's a weird...
Oh, you went that route? No, you are the... I did not... I was going to say something else.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, get off your ass, don't be a lazy parent.
Oh, yeah. Basically...
That was going to be much more entertaining. You sicko. That is disgusting.
Because the second I said it, you looked at me and you smiled. And I was like, you're so weird. But basically, hanging out with your kids for 15 minutes.
Uh-huh.
That's 100 calories right there. And they basically say, do that instead of going straight to the couch.
Yeah, or...
15 minutes.
Yeah, seriously.
And your kids feel loved, and you'll probably save up for it in the therapy that you would have to give them if you went straight to the couch.
Or combine numbers 1 and 3, go on a brisk walk while playing with your kids.
Thus, ipso facto, getting 200 calories.
Right, done. And take them to the park, stand up while you're on the phone with someone at the park while your kids are playing. Holy hell, I just saved you a massive amount of time.
It's funny, as I'm reading the rest of these, a lot of them are do this instead of going straight to something lazy.
Right.
It's really funny, because the next one is spend the 15 minutes washing your dishes.
Instead of going
straight to the couch or putting them in the dishes.
Dishwasher,
in the dishwasher.
Right.
30 calories.
Done.
After we go to the next one, I'll go through my whole little spiel. Then 10 minutes, straighten up your room before you go to bed.
Okay.
Instead of going straight to bed. You know, getting your gym bag ready for the workout the next morning.
Choose your outfit. Clothes, right.
Whatnot. All that stuff. 10 minutes just kind of reorganizing before you go to bed. That's 20 calories. And you're like, Tyler, there was 20, 30. Yeah, there was one that was like 100. All those add up, and you're at 250 calories that you've done during the day.
Right.
Besides that, you've increased your metabolic metabolism rate.
Yeah, BMR.
Yeah, by 10%.
There you go.
Which is a plus right there. And then also, your house is clean, you're organized, you've gotten some phone calls done, and your kids feel loved.
Right. Awesome.
Wow. That pretty much makes your day pretty good.
One other one I want to throw in is drink a glass of cold water the first thing in the morning. Yes. Before you even put food in your mouth, drink a glass of cold water, 8 ounces at least. What that's going to do is going to jack your BMR up anywhere from 3 to 10%.
Oh, yeah.
So just by hydrating yourself in the morning, bada bing, bada boom, you have effectively, just set your day right. So.
Yeah, it is fascinating. Like, I always hear this, the little things that count.
Uh-huh.
Just doing these little things. And it's the same concept. Eating six little meals a day gets you your metabolic rate higher. So that was just kind of what I read this in an article. It was just kind of talking about doing the little things in life. And so thus, I thought I'd share it with you.
Fantastic.
Spectacular.
That's good. And then there are always the staples. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. All those little things. So very cool. Well, that will do it for today. So go shopping at your local stores. And, TJ's is getting into a more corporate atmosphere, but I love the local places for sure. So, that's a big thing.
Hey, TJ's was a step. I don't plan on shopping at Joe Schmo's.
Or, Harvest House? That's the one near us. What's I like that place. It's off Monument.
No.
I actually really like it.
No.
There aren't a lot of people there, Tyler.
I'm going to Trader Joe's, and I'm going to go at like 10 on a Wednesday.
Okay. In the morning. That's probably a good time.
I think that'll be good. After my workout, I'll go.
Yeah. Nice.
That'll be good.
Good idea, Tyler. Mm-hmm. Okay, so since Tyler's been typically taking us out with his random things, I'm going to do this week. This is from The Superior Person's Book of Words by Peter Bowler. I'm going to randomly flip to a page and read you that word.
Give us the definition?
Yes. Decanal, an adjective. It's pertaining to a dean. Originally an ecclesiastical term, but there is no reason why it should not find currency in the groves of academe. That's weird. No, just academe. Like, I don't know. Weird. Thus, when the dean of intercultural studies observes a student sit in team approaching his office, the sedative for which he reaches might be referred to as the decanal secundal.
What?
The canal seconal? Seconal? Weird.
I'm not about to try.
Seconal? Yeah. The canal, succanal. I don't know. I think it's supposed to be rhyming. Weird. There it is. Oh, maybe that's a sedative. Okay, a sedative. Okay. So the dean's sedative, pretty much. Probably. Maybe it's in the rest of the book. This is a fantastic book.
I had no idea what you just said. Yeah. Like, everything you just said was words. I heard dean.
That's the point.
Was a second something.
That's the point. It's supposed to be, like, for people who want to sound like they have crazy vocabulary. Let's read another one. I'm not going to. How about flapdoodle?
Flapdoodle.
I'm going to leave you with this one instead, because this is awesome. Poppycock. Balderdash. Three magnificent words of identical signification, i.e. rubbish, nonsense, empty, and meaningless talk. The author much prefers the first, partly because it is the most ludicrous in sound, and partly because of its potential use in alliance with fopdoodle. Which we'll talk about on Wednesday. So you guys have a great day.
Wow.
And we'll talk to you soon. This podcast was absolutely not flapdoodle-less. Peace. With his pick of girls, oh, I'm a notch while my priest in his pillow. Oh, I'm a name he don't want to know. No, 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 did anybody say I'm in a hot tub? Knocked out, I'm in a hot tub, yeah. She calls his flat to tell him she loves him. Can I come round for the night, she says. I'm not so sure I can be with your honey. Twisters he can bear.